It's time for the T100 Animal House Pet Project as we team with the Licking County Humane Society to try to find forever homes for these beautiful animals. And with today's introductions, here is Alicia Taylor.
I'd like you all to meet Tucker, our tan and white 8-year-old pit mix, who's been with us for over a month. He just got back from a buddy brigade staycation. This is where long-term shelter pets spend a few days in a foster home to relax and show us who they are outside the kennel. Tucker was the perfect house guest. He was calm, laid back, great with the kids, happy to follow you from room to room. And he, listen to this, even slept soundly all night without a crate. So if you're looking for a cozy couch snuggler, Tucker is ready for you. I'd also like you all to meet Missy. She is a 1.5-year-old sweetheart. She has the softest tiger-striped fur. She loves to lean into pets, and she gives this cute little meow when she wants more attention. Missy was born with a condition called anophthalmia. So that means that she has just one eye, while the other one is missing completely, and it's likely due to a virus during fetal development. But she is perfect, and she is beautiful, and she is waiting for a loving companion.
Well, you get to do the honors, because there's some exciting news at the Humane Society.
Yes, we are so excited. Big news, we would like you all to join us in welcoming Jane Tomsich. She will be our new executive director beginning March 16th. Jane brings more than 15 years of experience in animal welfare. Most recently, she served as vice president of the ASPCA's Cruelty Recovery Center. That is where she led teams caring for animals impacted by cruelty, neglect, and disasters nationwide. Jane succeeds Lori Carlson, whose leadership helped us grow the Humane Society to its organization the way it is today. We are grateful, so grateful for Lori's legacy and excited for this new chapter. If you'd like to learn more about Jane, you can visit lchspets.org/news.
That's a big welcome to Jane. With all that said, we must remind you to always have your dogs and cats neutered and spayed, and your dogs always licensed.
Always, always great reminders, Wally. Thank you.